For Chicago writer and actor Karen McKee, to be without sleep when she wants it and where she wants it would be a real nightmare.
Hi, my name is Karen, and I'm a sleepaholic. But I don't have a problem, really. I don't. I can stop whenever I want to. Well, maybe not. Sleep is the real opiate of the masses. Sleep is better than a Dorito and chocolate pie in the Caribbean after a night of passion with Liam Neeson. It's more addictive than crack, and I'm a junkie. I sleep the sleep of the dead. I have slept through ringing phones, garbage collectors outside my window, and smoke detectors. I would make a bad watchdog. I think I'd rather be a cat. I think. On a bad day, they get like 21 hours of sleep. And on a good day, they probably get about 23 hours. No wonder they're so fast and have great reflexes. They spend their whole life resting up for the big event. And even more adept at the lost art of sleeping are animals who hibernate. Those bears really have it made. I mean, they just load up on fatty foods, something else I would be happy to do, and then they go to sleep for 3 or 4 months. And then they get up and run around, kill things, procreate, eat some more, and do it all over again. Sign me up. They say that many accidents and illnesses are caused by lack of sleep. Well, Dr. Drowsy has a prescription for what ails you. No, not no-dos, just good old-fashioned sleep. It's amazing how well it works. They say it's the closest thing to death, which isn't such a bad thing because it makes me less afraid of death. And after all, dying is just a dirt nap. Sleep is also a noble vocation because you don't beat yourself up. When you're awake, it's, oh, I'm no good, or I'm too short, or how will I date Liam Neeson when I've never even met him? And sure, dreams are weird, what with running in wet cement and going to school without your pants, but they're usually better and certainly more entertaining than being awake. I'm sure I'll be branded a sexist, but I'm very much the guy when it comes to feeding my sleep habits. I'm with my guy, and we're doing the nocturnal activities, and then it's all over. For me, it's go away, no cuddling, I need to sleep, I need my space. Whoever invented the king-size bed should be excused from jury duty and parking tickets for life. Because then you get to have your moments of partnering, your, as Shakespeare said, making the beast with two backs, and then ding, it's over. Go to your two separate corners, towel off, sip some Gatorade, and just sleep. Achieve that snow angel sprawl and make your own shroud of Turin with sweat. And Liam knows I like a very accommodating mattress. Sleep is a grand lesson for death, the big sleep. It's passive, honest, delectable. You should be thankful I'm well rested when you cut me off in traffic. People spend a third of their life sleeping. Well, I'm shooting for half. Good night, Liam. And get back over on your side.
When she's not sleeping, Karen McKee is a Chicago writer and actor and contributor to 848 on WBEZ.